This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, if you'd like to check us out live, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember, friends, that that is the page that shows you what we have done across the country, and it's always best for you to go ahead and take a look at what people have had to say concerning their experiences with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. So go ahead and check out that page. If you'd like to book us, please consider that we're out into November right now. As a matter of fact, we're broadcasting live from Michigan, just at a church at Crossfire Church yesterday here in Michigan. And tomorrow we're going to be at the Capitol from 10 to 2, doing a Second Amendment rally here, as well as on Sunday doing a church. And then we'll be back in the state of Minnesota. And then we'll be back out into Tennessee. And then it looks like Texas up and coming as well. Now, friends, if you'd like to at any time get a hold of us over there to book us, please do. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Buggy, can you also, yeah, we're just having some issues here online right now, friends. If you'd like to call in at any time, again, you can call us and book us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also, if you'd like to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I also wanted to let you know that there's 13 to 15 articles over there every day on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, combating the lies in the mainstream media as well. You can also jump over, my friends, to that of YouTube on the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube, jump over onto YouTube, and join us on live chat as well. Now, again, friends, if you'd like to check us out on Before It's News, we're on the front page over there as well, beforeitsnews.com as well. And, again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, we've got much to cover here. What we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes, California government list of requirements for the people to meet. We touched on these just for a second yesterday, and we're going to get onto those again today. But what I want to do before we get to that is I want to talk about the executive orders and where is the administration getting their authority from. Again, it's important that people understand that the authority is created out of thin air, just like your money is, your fiat money. Through the Federal Reserve, friends. You have a government that is out of their scope of authority. They are creating at will as they go along, as they play along, friends. And the American people need to be awake as to what's going on here, again, because what we're dealing with is foreigners in American government under the guise, under the fiend false pretenses of being something that they are not, friends, because, again, they're operating from foreign authority, which does not apply in America in any sense of the word. St. Augustine said, through defensive violence, right, he said, will always be a sad necessity in the eyes of men of principle. It would be still more unfortunate if wrongdoers should dominate just men. I want you to hear this again. St. Augustine said, though defensive violence will always be a sad necessity, right, in the eyes of men of principle, it would be still more unfortunate if wrongdoers dominate just men. And that's exactly what we're seeing in this country today, friends. We're seeing wrongdoers dominate just men. And the fact of the matter is, let me equate it to what Edmund Burke said when he said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Let's put this in perspective of the Word of God, friends. Evil doesn't prevail because good men do nothing. Evil prevails in this country because good men are doing nothing. They're tolerating the crimes of the evil. Again, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Good men do not allow the evil to prevail. And I hope that's how I just said it first and foremost here, friends. But again, we need to get a hold of what's going on in our country on so many different fronts. Now, the truth of Scripture has never been more obvious in American history when it comes to any one administration than the present one, which tells us the wicked walk on every side. Now, this applies to every presidency, friends, that I can remember since I've been born, okay? The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. What we see is the vilest of men being exalted, and then we wonder why the wicked walk on every side. Well, then I'd go back to what I just got done saying, friends. It's because the good people in this country are doing nothing about the wicked. Read Psalm 12:8 when you get a moment. When we look at what's taking place in America today concerning the incompetent outlaws, and this is exactly what they are, friends. They're incompetent outlaws. They have their sets on law-abiding individuals in this country to attempt and in an attempt to infringe upon their God-given rights, whatever they may be, because we're under attack on so many different fronts. But the fact of the matter is they're doing this with the permission from the American people that are tolerating, once again, the crimes that they are committing. We have nobody to blame but ourselves. So when we look at what William Pitt said, again, listen to what our founders established, friends. Unlimited power is apt to corrupt the minds of those who possess it. And he said, and this I know, my lords, that wherever the law ends, tyranny begins. So again, let me bring it back to this. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Again, there is no in-betweenites. Now, just to let me tee this up during the first and the second segment, we all understand, my listeners understand on the sonsoflibertyradio.com that the Declaration of Independence underlies the Constitution. As a matter of fact, many call it the seedbed. And what it does is it holds the right of the people that come from God and that the powers of the government come from the people. It's important that you understand that. You do not receive your rights from the state. You do not receive privileges from the state. And if you believe that that's where your rights come from, you have an evolutionary view of government. That is not America, okay? Though they would have you believe that it's the system of government which is implemented, I'm here to tell you just the exact opposite. This is, in fact, the reason that this government is at war with God and his people is because they want the headship. And what I want to do now, friends, is I want you to listen carefully because the executive orders that we're seeing come across the boards from this current administration, the administration that preceded this administration, the one that preceded that administration, when we hear executive orders, people need to understand as to how they're defined. And when I come back, I'm going to show you that executive orders from the Constitution, if they're not aligned with the U.S. Constitution, friends, they're null and void. They're completely null and void. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to tell you, too, this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're broadcasting live out of Michigan. Tomorrow we're going to be from 10 to 2 at the Capitol Stairs. I will be one of the main speakers at the Second Amendment rally. We're expecting a couple thousand people, and I'm actually looking forward to it. So if you're in Michigan, please do take the time. I drove 13 hours to come out and speak to you people. I would appreciate it if you'd take a little time and come over to me, introduce yourself, because I would love to meet you. Again, we will be out at the Second Amendment rally tomorrow from 10 to 2 in Lansing, Michigan at the Capitol Stairs. Now, friends, I'm talking about executive orders, and what we're doing right now is just teeing this up because I covered something yesterday at John MacArthur's church concerning the list of requirements that the government gave them. And what they're doing is they're basically sending forth unconstitutional edicts, and they're calling them executive orders, and they're saying that because we said so, people need to comply. And they're seeing that their narrative has been lost. So what they're doing is they're trying to force compliance. So I want to show you how they're trying to force compliance at churches in California, namely at John MacArthur's church, who they've attacked now 5 times. So they've been shooting at him for a while now, hoping that his shift's going to go down. But what we're seeing is we're beginning to see what the biblical church looks like when they begin to stand up and defy in obedience to God. So we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. But I want to paint the picture of what executive orders look like, because just because the president says he's come forth with a new executive order, it doesn't mean it's lawful, friends. No more than it does any other representative in any capacity in government in America. Just because they say so doesn't mean that it is so. When the United States president issues executive orders to help officers and agencies of the executive branch manage the operations within the federal government itself, executive orders have the full force of law, enumerated laws found within the United States Constitution, when they take authority from a legislative power which grants its power. okay, which grants its power directly to the executive by the Constitution, not the other way around. Okay? The powers that be are coming from the Constitution. That is the supremacy law. Okay? And it's the supremacy clause found in Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. And the powers that are granted are directly to the executive by the Constitution or are made pursuant to the acts of Congress, the voice of we the people, again, the representatives of the American people, that explicitly delegate to the president some degree of discretionary power. In other words, delegated legislation. So, like both legislative statutes and regulations promulgated by government agencies, executive orders are subject to judicial review, and this is exactly what we're seeing going across the boards right now. We're seeing in North Carolina federal judges shooting down the governor, saying what you're doing concerning shutting down business and quarantining people and telling people they must wear masks. This is all a violation of constitutional law. These federal judges are coming into play and saying, hey, no, this is all null and void. Well, we're seeing the same thing, friends, happening across the boards. And we're seeing it in California. We're seeing it in Virginia. We're seeing it now in Pennsylvania as well, friends, where another federal judge just came in yesterday and he said what the state governors are doing is a violation of the U.S. Constitution. And I praise God for every single one of them that are doing their job, friends, because when you look in Scripture, this is exactly how the Lord preserves a people, by establishing good judges, okay? So we got some good things in operation today. We got some good judges. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for good government today, friends, we wouldn't be in the position to still have the freedom to do the right things, but we do. So let me go back to this. Like both legislative statutes and regulations promulgated by government agencies, executive orders are subject to judicial review, not by them that want to interpret what common sense laws state, nor are judges there to judge the standard by which they are judged by. They may be struck down if deemed by the courts to be unsupported by statute or the Constitution. See, this is what, friends, tyrants bank on. Let me say it again. This is what tyrants bank on. They bank on your constitutional and biblical illiteracy. They bank on it. Because when they say something, they want you to take it for face value. They don't want you going back to the U.S. Constitution, which they themselves swore to uphold. They don't want you going back and pulling the curtain back as to what the law says, because 9 times out of 10, friends, what you're going to find is that law shows you how crooked they are. And it's exactly what we're seeing in this country today. Well, right now we're talking about executive orders, friends. Let me say this. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. Let me say that again. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. The term executive order, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the United States Constitution, refers to the title of president as the executive. Are you seeing this wordplay, friends? There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. There's none. So we're hearing a lot of the president dropping these executive orders, but wait a second. The term executive power, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution, refers to the title of the president as the executive. His orders should be lined up with the Constitution every single time. So to usurp that and say it's an executive order gives the impression to the constituents, we the people in this country, that he just did something that was overreaching on so many fronts. Because when you hear executive orders, which has no constitutional provision, it would do you well and myself well to put them in check and lay the burden of proof on them rather than letting them lay it on us. And that is, again, what we're seeing today. They're calling forth all these executive orders that have no constitutional provision. In other words, there is no law behind their executive order, friends. Just to call it an executive order, friends, again, putting it into constitutional context, the term executive powers, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the U.S., refers to the title of president as the executive. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. He is instructed therein by the declaration, take care, listen carefully, to take care that the laws, okay? Not unconstitutional orders be faithfully executed. He is there to take care that the laws that are written be faithfully executed, made in Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5, or face, guess what, friends? Talk about it all the time here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Impeachment. You know the problem that we're having in this country is there's so many people that say, well, that will never happen. I had some guy tell me the same thing yesterday after preaching at Crossfire in Michigan yesterday at the church service that we had, saying the same thing to me. Well, that will never happen. Okay, so I said to him, and I say to you what, there's 330 million people in this country, and you're complaining about 545 people that won't be ruled by law? Doesn't that show you how weak and pathetic you really are? Especially reading the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, understanding that we, the people, again, as a reminder, friends, are the government. And again, friends, they work for us. We do not work for them. And to suggest that there's some executive order, that the word executive takes him outside of his scope of authority and grants him supernatural powers, friends, is completely unconstitutional and it's completely untrue. And I'm giving you point of reference in the Constitution to tear down our father's altars like Gideon did in Judges 6. Friends, let's understand that this is a part of this political language that's been created that makes lies sound truthful. This is all a part of the game. He is too, the president is, as the executive, again, found in Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1, is to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, made in Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5, or face impeachment, which is found in Article 2, Section 4. And there's also to be charges filed for their indictments, friends, after they're impeached. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. We, the American people, are the strength of the Constitution, said Thomas Edison. If we see the wicked walk on every side, it's because the good people allow the wicked to do so. And the fault lies at our front door, not theirs, because they, again, are only doing what you Americans are allowing them to do. There's no excuse as to why we are in the position that we are. Most executive orders use these constitutional reasonings as the authorization allowing for their issuance to be justified as a part of the president's sworn duties. Therefore, the intent being to help direct officers of the U.S. executive carry out their delegated authorities and duties as well as the normal operations of the federal government. The consequences of failing to comply possibly being the removal from office. So again, friends, it's for us to move upon them if they fail to uphold the laws found in the U.S. Constitution. An executive order of the president must find support in the U.S. Constitution. What we're seeing today finds none. No support found in the Constitution to support their unconstitutional edicts. So why do you have a mask on? Why are you being forced into compliance? Friends, either in a clause granting the president specific power or by a delegation of power by Congress.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because
you're... No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill discuss a new stimulus plan, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump wants stimulus checks to go out to everyone.
He wants more than the $500 billion, and he is very keen to see these direct stimulus payments. And we hope that Nancy Pelosi will work with us in good faith. There are many bipartisan proposals out there that have merit.
Hurricane Sally impacting parts of the Florida Panhandle and Alabama shores. Parts of the three-mile bridge in Pensacola is missing after Hurricane Sally made landfall early this morning.
Unless you are in a life-threatening situation, please shelter in place. Do not get out in your vehicles. Get to moving around. We have so many roadways that are covered in water. You do not know what's underneath that water.
Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan, and you're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is predicting great things ahead in the Middle East. The president hosting a White House signing ceremony for new accords that normalize relations between Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. And according to White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, more peace deals are on the way.
We are expecting to see other peace agreements in the near future. And this means this is bad news for Iran. You had a president who came in who tore up a nuclear deal that would have permitted Iran to get nuclear weapons as the sunset provision was reached. And now you have an Iran that no longer has that nuclear deal, that has been isolated on the world stage because we're making peace agreements between Israel and Arab nations.
A Senate committee on Wednesday authorized its chairman to subpoena seven people, including spy Stephen Helper, in the ongoing review of the FBI's counterintelligence investigation against President Trump's campaign. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Michigan. We'll be at the Capitol Stairs from 10 to 2 at the Second Amendment rally. We're pleased to tell you that we're one of the main speakers there from 10 to 2 tomorrow Eastern Standard Time. They're expecting a couple thousand people, so I'd totally appreciate it if you'd take the time to come out and introduce yourself. We did a church at Crossfire Church yesterday, which was great, and then we're going to be doing another church on Sunday again here in Michigan. Friends, I would also ask that you'd consider that we are out on the road. We've been doing this for 23 years. We have 365 high schools under our belt, along with colleges, innumerable. We've been in 25 states from Alaska to Florida to California. Every month we are somewhere different, and we are doing nothing but bearing fruit to the glory of God, John 15, verse 8. And we'd ask that you'd consider becoming a son or a daughter of liberty. Because every once in a while, especially in these times, friends, it seems like things are getting a little bit harder for everybody. And as you know, concerning those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, we are not a begging ministry, but we would ask that you would hang in there with us to see this thing through. Go to Sons of Liberty Media.com, go to membership, and do consider becoming a son or a daughter of liberty today. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us live on YouTube, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click us onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. Go over to Before It's News and do the same thing there. Before It's News, do the same thing over there, friends, and click onto YouTube and join us on Top Chat. Now, friends, we're talking about executive orders, and I'm telling my new friends over here, listen up the first time, please, because I'm doing live radio in 131 cities. The articles are on the left side of the page. I'm posting the articles with the videos. Okay, so as far as executive orders go, the constitutionality versus the unconstitutionality, they are on YouTube. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and get 13 to 15 articles. You can also find it over there as well. Now, I want to get over to my main topic here because I talked a little bit about this yesterday. I just scratched the surface concerning these unlawful executive orders that are taking place in this country. It's interesting how Donald Trump, as a matter of fact, just for the record, it's interesting how Donald Trump is making his fleece out there now to all the sheeple that don't know that there's 1,156 other presidential contenders, that it's just him and illegitimate Joe, senile, pedophile Joe Biden, and he's making his appeal saying, listen, if Joe Biden becomes the president of the United States of America, he's going to force everyone to wear a mask. Hey, folks, I don't care who the president of the United States of America is. We are to hold their feet to the fire regardless if it's the devil himself, and these two are pretty close to just that. The fact of the matter is I don't care what they say about telling me what I need to do and what I don't need to do. They are not my big brother. They are my employees, okay, and I'm their employer, and I've not failed to remember that. And the bottom line is Donald Trump is sitting there saying that Joe Biden's going to make you wear a mask while he himself is wearing a mask. Folks, this is all confusion by design. Read Daniel 9:7. And I'm getting sick and tired of it, to be quite honest with you. And I know people across this country are as well. Now, folks, again, we're talking about executive orders. Now I'm moving on to the next point, because what we see in California is the Californian government, they listed a whole mess of unthinkable requirements for John MacArthur's church. And what I want to do is I want to show you the list. But I want to lay, again, to your candor, some information as I continuously drop seed down to lay a foundation in going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. And the only way to do that is to go back to our founders who established this country by God, okay? The branch of righteousness in David. The spirit of laws. Charles D. Montesquieu said there's no greater tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of the law. Looks like law, smells like law, has the color of law, but it is not law. Okay? Looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. But guess what? It's not a duck. It's what's going on here in America today. Charles D. Montesquieu again said there's no greater tyranny than that which is perpetuated under the shield of the law and in the name of justice. Now, again, John MacArthur from Grace Church in Sun Valley, California, has been obviously under attack from his local and state governments for not complying with their unconstitutional edicts. Daniel 3:18. See, this is the problem that tyranny and tyrants have. Educated people. Their problem is educated. Listen to me, friends. Their problem is educated people, okay? Now, while you're getting caught up into what's going on in front of you concerning the adults, keep in mind this same federal government right now is illegally indoctrinating your children if you have the audacity to be derelict of duty in raising up your own children by dropping them off at the school gates to be indoctrinated by the federal government through a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. They have no business teaching anybody's kids, but this is why they continuously zero in on the kids. The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation, said Abraham Lincoln, will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. And it's exactly what we're seeing. How much worse can it get, friends? Well, I'm here to tell you, it's going to get worse if we don't educate ourselves. Remember, Hosea 4:6 tells us that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, right now we're talking about the educated people that stand as the rock of offense or the stone of stumbling in the way of those that mean to rule over an educated people, which will not happen in Jesus' name. Now, I want you to check this out. You remember in California when the judge ordered the church to shut down, I told the American people, and by the way, John MacArthur, the first round, second round, third round, and fourth round, he won every single case, okay? Because the city's relentless on having absolute control over him and his congregants, okay? But I told the American people the answer to what's going on in California is to remove the judges and have services. Well, guess what? John MacArthur did his job. He played the man. He defied the tyrant, and he won the day. Well, they're now at it again, right? We just heard that a judge came in, a superior judge, he called himself, came into play and said, you know what, John, you're going to have to shut down your church services And if you're going to have services, then you're going to have to comply with our requirements. John MacArthur stands up again and defies the tyrants and says, this just is not going to happen. See, because when it comes to the sensationalized and exaggerated hyperbole of the mainstream media's version of the coronavirus, people across the country are seeing it for what it is. And that is the perpetual fraud that is being played out in the American people by corruption within its own government. Read Psalm 94, verse 20. You'll understand. There are also those like myself, John MacArthur, and a massive amount of people. Let me stop right there. Friends, every church that I have been to since this fraud has been perpetuated by corruption in government, every single church, not a one person was wearing a mask. Not a one person was going along with this narrative. Not a one. I'm just kind of curious to know how this is going forward. Matter of fact, the President of the United States of America said we were walking through the hotel rooms today, moving from hotel to hotel. And it was interesting to note, friends, that I've seen up on the screen where the president said the coronavirus is just going to go away. Isn't it interesting how they can tell you when it comes into play, they can forecast it, and then they can automatically, just magically and mysteriously tell you when it's going to go away, and it goes away. And the American people just go along like a bunch of good little sheeple following their dictators and the gods that they serve straight to hell. Isn't it amazing how that works? But let me get back to this. Folks, there's going to be people, and I would go so far as to say it's easily a majority of the American people because they've lost the narrative. I have continuously reminded my listeners, they've lost their narrative. This is why they're forcing compliance. But now what we're doing is we're taking it to the next step. And so is John MacArthur and saying, absolutely not, it's unconstitutional. The burden of proof lies on you. You don't have it. You don't have the delegated authority. You've never had it, and you don't have it today neither, and you're not shutting me down. Okay? Not everybody's just going to go along, friends. Not everybody's just going to bend the knee. You don't bow, you don't burn. Just as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel 3. Folks, I praise God that, again, John MacArthur in this particular situation is playing the man. I would lay to your candor that the very requirements that the Californian government, the tyrant, sent to John MacArthur and the church he pastors and asked the question, this is what I want to ask you before I read the list of requirements by the government there. Where are these representatives of the people? Where did they receive such delegated authority to put such demands and requirements upon them? Instead of just taking them for face value, lay the burden of proof on them and say, where did you derive the delegated authority or the constitutional provision to do what you're doing today? You ready for the list of requirements, friends? I'm going to read them slow. I ran through them real quick yesterday, but I want to take it line upon line, precept upon precept concerning the Californian tyrants. Right, the superior judge, and Gavin Newsom, the effeminate, lawless tyrants, and their requirements. And I want you to also understand, friends, while the businesses were being shut down by the government, keep in mind Gavin Newsom's winery was wide open for business. I thought I would share that with you. It's just like it doesn't apply to them, but it applies to us, right? Like Nancy Pelosi getting busted in a salon without her mask on. Right, cameras off, let's quit playing. Folks, it's pro wrestling at its very worst. But I want to remind you, friends, that these are criminals and they must be held accordingly to the law that they fail to uphold. Here's the list. No indoor meetings. This was the list that was sent to John MacArthur's church. No indoor meetings at all. Can you imagine your government coming in and telling you you cannot have church? Isn't that why our forefathers landed in Massachusetts? Isn't that why they landed at Jamestown? And it was interesting when you go into Jamestown, the very first thing you notice is the little fortress that they built. And you walk in the church and you see the Ten Commandments on the left and you see Acts 2:38 on the right. Why did they leave England? Because of the very things that we're dealing with right now, America. This is why it's so important that we stand it now, because we still have the freedom in doing so. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Michigan, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to go over to Top Chat really quick and answer some poison that's being thrown in the well even now. We have a guy on there right now saying that national emergency declaration suspends the Constitution. Can you show me that in the Constitution, please? I just got done spending a whole hour yesterday sharing with the American people how the federal judges are coming into play and saying that there is no pandemic that makes any exceptions to the Constitution. In other words, you don't overthrow the Constitution in a time of national emergency or pandemic. You are incorrect. See, and it's that kind of ignorance that's thrown out there where the American people take a hold of it because they don't take the time to read for themselves that there is nothing that usurps the U.S. Constitution. Nothing. Nada. Not a single thing does. The final say in this country is the Constitution. No national emergency declaration can suspend the Constitution. No pandemic can suspend the Constitution. You are incorrect. And I'm sick of that, and that's the problem that we have in this country. There's too many people talking about what they don't understand and what they don't know to be true, but they go out there and they parrot it anyways. That is not true at all. I just wanted to make clear. There is no national emergency declaration that suspends the U.S. Constitution. But they want you to believe that that's the case. And by the way, that's exactly how they get away with what they're trying to do in California right now. Here are the list of requirements at John MacArthur's church, falling down from a superior judge, of course, with his little cohorts who are aligned with death and hell, which once again will be disannulled, Isaiah 28, verse 18. No indoor meetings at all. Imagine your government coming in and saying, this is what the deal is, okay? Pre-registration of every person who comes onto church property. Just think about that. That's insanity. Hey, folks, when I read the Constitution, I don't see any of this. I don't see a word of this. I don't see any of that delegation coming through the people. I don't see that found in any provision in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or that seedbed called the Declaration of Independence. I don't see that. Why? Because I didn't receive my rights from the state. I receive them from God. The list goes on. People only on church property for scheduled events. Who is the government to tell you when you can have church and when you cannot have church, folks? This is the definition of tyranny. Just for the record. Everyone that comes onto the church property needs to be screened and have their temperature checked. Hey, folks, all this premised on a narrative that's fallen apart and has been debunked over 10,000 times by the doctors of just in this country alone. But they want you to be screened and have their temperature checked at the door before they come into church. In other words, what they're saying, friends, is we want absolute control over every facet of your lives, although we don't and cannot control our own lives. This is not American government, friends. This is authoritarian. This is totalitarian. Folks, it's straight from hell, just for the record. Okay? But this is what happens when a people can no longer govern themselves. And they need Big Brother. And isn't it interesting how the media loves to call the government Big Brother? Let me say this. They're not my Big Brother. They're my employees. They work for me. And I'm going to continuously say that until I get it into the heads and the hearts of the American people to understand they are not above the law. They're not above the law. And keep in mind, they are to uphold the law, not to tear it down and recreate a new one. Okay? A new constitution. Church requirements for John MacArthur's church. Members are to maintain 6 feet social distancing at all times and everywhere, including parking lot and restrooms. Really? Wow. That's pretty amazing. Matter of fact, you know, it's interesting. You go into some stores across the country and they have like these certain masks on, and it has nothing to do with screening or vetting the oxygen that they might get into their bodies. As a matter of fact, if you look at the masks themselves, they'll tell you that they're not there to prevent viruses or disease. But they want you to wear one just to show everybody else that you're pretending along with the tyrants. Okay? It's also interesting to note some of these masks, they become so complicated looking. I can just imagine if I was a virus, I would look at some of these masks that people have on and I would run away from them and I would go run after someone that doesn't have a mask on. This is what they want you to believe, friends. This is the absolute garbage that they want you to believe. And there's some people that are drinking the Kool-Aid. Sad to say, but they are. And they are, friends, adding strength to tyranny. A guy said yesterday on a meme, he said, I almost caught COVID yesterday, but I quickly stood on a social distancing sticker and put an end to all that mess. They want you to believe, friends, that this is actually effective. It's a psyop. It's mind control. They want signs in front of your face everywhere you go, telling you what you can do and what you can't do. And if you go grocery shopping, you go down this way with an arrow pointing one direction and then stating on the other side, you go this direction and stay 6 feet away from each other, have a mask on, be scared to death of each other. Folks, see how important dividing the people is to these people? Because that's how they conquer. No, this isn't a time, and is it not true? That, well, you are forced to put on a mask, at least some that are complying. Isn't it interesting how they're taking off their masks and showing you exactly who and what it is they are and who it is that they work for? Because it surely isn't we the people. And if this doesn't define what I'm sharing with you right now, friends, then nothing will. These are the requirements to John MacArthur's church, friends. Church members are to maintain 6 feet social distancing at all times, everywhere, including parking lots and restrooms. Here's another one. Every other parking space must be left vacant. A guy looked at me the other day, says, how come you don't have a mask? And I said, because I'm not as stupid as you are. That's why. Here's another one. Marked pathways to maintain social distancing. They want control of every facet of your life, friends. Every facet of your life. Here's another one. People must be kept apart and monitored by the church staff. So what they want to do, just like they're doing through businesses today, they're forcing, instead of the businesses dealing with the tyrants named the governors and laying the burden of proof on the governors to prove that they have authority to force people to wear masks, the compliant businesses are just going along with it, and they're actually enforcing the mask mandate by playing the social justice warriors on their own customers. Now they want to do it in the church. They want John MacArthur's staff to basically monitor all the people that they are all falling into compliance with the governor's unconstitutional edicts. Do you understand what's going on here? Another requirement for John's church, John MacArthur's church in Sun Valley, California, is everyone always wearing a mask. Go fly a kite, dude. 6 feet social distancing in restrooms. I got to speed up here a little bit. Tape on the ground marking the distance between the people. You see how this is a psyop? It's mind control. Restrooms are to be used during services to minimize the rush. I'm not making this up. They told the churches in California, the superior judge did, no hymn books. They told them no communion. They told them no offering containers. They told them no pews, no pew Bibles. They told them at John MacArthur's church, and concerning the requirements to have church, they told them they couldn't sing. They told them that they couldn't hug. They even went so far and told them that they can't even shake hands. Go fly a kite. Friends, it's not enough for us to stand back and listen to this. It's enough for us to impeach these tyrants and charge and indict every single one of them for their crimes against we the people. No shaking hands. Here's another one. You ready for this one? Disposable seat covers to be changed in between services at John MacArthur's church. Services are to be shortened. And they told John MacArthur that he can only meet in a tent with 350 to 400 people. And then they ended with someone coming into contact with your family members at his church are to be quarantined for 2 weeks. Does that sound like the Third Reich and the Gestapo, or does that sound like American government to you, friends? Because you can't make this up. This is nothing short of fatiguing and forcing compliance, period. There is nothing, not a word of this, in the U.S. Constitution for them to create such a list. These tyrants have clearly lost their bearings and must be lawfully dealt with. And I end with this. Of course, none of this applies to them, which only proves the point of the fraudulence that's taking place in America by your said representatives, John 8:44. Got all these articles posted, friends. But this is what you need to hear. Thomas Jefferson, the president of the United States of America, our exemplar, our forefather, again, our third president, that threw off a tyrant across the pond, said, tyranny is defined as that which is legal for the government, but illegal for the citizenry. And it's exactly what they've done. Folks, I would go so far as to say, long ago, this is not American government in any sense of the word, and they must be lawfully dealt with. This is...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.